Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Unmistakable voice of Harriet Wheeler fronting the Sundays, who until 3 minutes ago, 3 minutes and 24 seconds ago, had not had a 4 o'clock classic.
Indeed.
On the show.
I righted that wrong you by did. Suggesting it.
I can't be sure, from their debut album
Reading, Writing and Arithmetic. Yes. That album was released in 1990, but if we're doing the whole rule that Joel's set in about...
Yes, we are.
That counts as being from the 80s because it was released January 1989.
89, as a single.
And then they released two more albums and then they completely disappeared and no one has seen hide nor hair of them since. I'm sure they're fine. They're not being held hostage or anything.
They're not.
No, they raised children and stuff like that, so...
Boring stuff.
Boring. Never mind. Come back the Sundays.
Yeah.
Come back and play another song.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. It's Stephen John here this afternoon with, oodles of music. And we are going to continue with the new, for a new track from Tame Impala. They are releasing a new album, Deadbeat, next month. And a single came out this week. A bit early for Halloween, but this is Dracula. And we'll follow this with one of yours from Prune, which has been recommended by a friend of the show, Isabella.
Indeed.
But you had it already.
I had it already.
Trust us. We know what we're doing.
Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Don't leave my side, don't leave me alone inside my mind. It's not so nice, so nice to me. Untethered you are, float like a feather into my arms. Get on your knees, swallow my hunger and give me some peace. Swallow my hunger and give me some peace. All the riches in the world and I'm still falling on the floor. I took my medicine but now I'm drinking just because I'm bored, bored, bored. Bored, bored, nothing's interesting no more. More, 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 more. Let it go. Maybe I'm better off alone. If this skin and these bones are too heavy to hold.
Yes, that was a very, very sudden ending from Prune, a P-R-E-W-N, and it's called My Side. Prune is LA-based Izzy Hagerup, and she's about to release a debut album, System, on the 3rd of October, and that track follows previously released songs System and Dirty Dog, and is a slow-building song about the epidemic of overconsumption, and is another debut play on The Breakdown.
And as far as The Breakdown goes, it followed Tame Impala and a new single from them called Dracula from the new album Deadbeat, out on the, did I say 17th? Not sure I did, but I think it's 17th or 14th, whichever's the Friday in October.
17th.
Right, another album that came out yesterday is the latest one from Annie Glass. She is a Welsh Cornish artist. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
She is the sister of Gwenno, and she was also a former Pipette. The album's called Phantasmagoria. We played a track a few weeks ago. I think Joel played that one when I wasn't here 1 week. This one from the album is called Arnofio.
Bye. Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That's a new artist on The Breakdown, but I recognise that voice, John.
It is. You may have thought, listening to that, that sounds very like Parisian pop stars Phoenix. That's because it is Phoenix. But they've joined forces with French electro duo Braxom Falcon, and they formed a new band called UFOs, and that was their debut single called UFO. And I presume there'll be an album on
You're presuming?
I am presuming, which is a dangerous thing. But, you know, if you record in Phoenix, you're going to make an album, aren't you?
Of course you will. I would.
So that's probably on the way. But, yes, technically a new artist for The Breakdown, UFO.
So, what did we have before that?
You would ask me that, wouldn't you? When I've not got my notes up. Annie Glass.
Of course we did. I know for you. From the album Phantasmagoria. The second track from this week's album, Double Album Week, from The Chords, is coming up in my Treble 7 in 2 tracks' time. Before that, the other half of the album of the week is going to be rounded off.
This
I make this far
quite,
more
this
difficult
than
I need
to. Confusing having 2 albums of the week, isn't it?
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. But...
No. Geese is the other one. And the title of the album is...
Getting Killed.
It is. And this is Cobra. And we'll follow it with a track from another album out yesterday.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Black dust everywhere, but the label still read Fever A-side. Peggy Lee twisting up at the parties, late night on repeat. Cheese on sticks, you danced around as if they dead birds to sing. Hook the sun back up over the hill. But all of us are broken. Even love cannot complete the mystery. When Pete comes round with a song, drink sweet and long, and you know where you're going in the map of the song. All the records you shared with me over time, dancing round to Paul Simon, learning all his rhymes, and you made me feel music could be mine. How a song can stay with us past the last line. I wanna paint your stormy sky blue, turn winter into spring, wake the dead birds to sing, hook the sun back up over the hill. But all of us are broken, even love.
Album Double. First you heard Cobra from the new album by Geese, and that was
Catherine Williams. How many albums do you think Catherine Williams has released?
I'll go with 10.
15.
I'll go with 15.
That was,
I'll edit that bit out to make it so hard.
Yeah, just edit it. We'll sort it in the edits. Yeah. That was Catherine Williams, Liverpool-born and Newcastle-based singer, who released her 15th studio album yesterday, Mystery Park. That was a track called This Mystery, and featured, I think Ed Harcourt was just on piano. I didn't hear him singing.
Piano and vibes, I imagine.
He'll be bringing vibes to the Always. Area. Ed Harcourt also has a new single out this week.
He does.
She's on my list, but I don't know
if we can squeeze it in, but we might not. Better crack on with my treble seven. Kicking it off with Paige Kennedy. Paige Kennedy, who is someone the Breakdown has slept on, and that seems like a big mistake. Released an EP last year called Baby Lotion. I'm going to go back and listen to that because this single is fantastic. It's called Male Friend, and I'll tell you about the other two after. Well, I'll tell you now that the final track is going to be from The Chords.
Walking to the pub, paperback in hand, it's a crime thriller. Yeah, I'm a classy and literate, sophisticated queer.
What's we mean, baby?
Catch your eye across the boom, think I'm on to a winner. I'm detective inspector, but is she a silent killer? For me to decode and then conclude, if I should make a move. Is she gay? Or does she just like jeans with the pockets? No tattoo carabiner. She looks like Margot Robbie. Hey, Barbie, are you flirting with me? Or are you flirting with my male friend, male friend?
next day. Did she have short hair?
Her hair was shoulder length.
What kind of shoes?
16 at cherry red.
Her top.
It's a shirt. Blue check. She might have thrifted.
Results inconclusive.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
I was lying and restless. You were eating my breakfast. We were trying to talk it out. We were trying to talk it through. In our heads, in our own rooms, about our own separate issues. And I was trying, you were trying, I was trying my best. And we were leaving the restaurant. We were trying to talk it out. We were trying to talk it through. In our heads, in our own shoes, about our own separate issues. And I was trying, crying. In our heads, in our own shoes, trying to talk it all out, trying to talk it all through. In our heads, in our own rooms, about our own separate issues. Can we keep our promises? Can we squash second guesses? When the morning's just begun, but a week of stitching, fingers touch crush. Can I hold my different
trying
dreams?
To talk
will
it
you
all
keep
out?
Your certain yes?
Trying to talk
when the
it
morning's
out?
Just begun, but a week
in
of stitching, fingers touch crush. About our own separate issues.
Trying to talk it through.
In our heads, in our own rooms, about our own separate issues. And I was crying, you were crying.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Bye.
Wonderful stuff from the Chords. That is Vera from their debut self-titled album out yesterday, one of this week's albums of the week. In the middle of that, you heard a new track from Adult, South London-based band, a single called Crying, and that is from their second full-length album coming out on the 31st of October. That is called The Seeds We Sow Are Sprouting Buds Nonetheless, out by Afika Recordings. And we kicked it off with first playing the breakdown for Paige Kennedy and the excellent Male Friend. There'll definitely be more from Paige Kennedy on the show in future, if that is anything to go by. Not your longest song, but a very good song next.
Indeed. Yes, this is Twen, who we played quite a few times before, I think.
Yeah.
And they're a duo from Nashville, Jane Fitzsimmons and Ian Jones, that are releasing their new album, Fate Euphoric, on the 5th of November. So remember that one.
I'll not forget that.
And this reminds me very much of one of my favourite songs, Crash by the Primitives, which you'll hear as soon as it starts.
Yeah.
New track from Twen there. Did you give us all the information you had about that?
I did. I just said they're a duo and they've got an album coming out. It's pretty much all I had. And it sounds a bit like The Primitives.
Pretty much all we need.
Which is always good.
It's called All Nighter. Something else new now from the singer of Hopalong, Frances Quinlan, has contributed to I Saw the TV Glow soundtrack and earlier this year performed with Lucy Dacus at one of Lucy Dacus' shows. I think Hopalong's still on hiatus, but Frances Quinlan is involved in a new duo called Parts Work, and a single came out this week called Trenton, and it sounds like this.
True story once comforted me too. And even though I'm the one coming back here again, you could also say I was just thinking of
That was really good. That's Parts Work and Trenton, a track from a forthcoming EP that Parts Work are putting out. What's it called? Don't know. Oh, it's called the Parts Work EP. In fact, it's out now. Not even coming out, it's out now. The whole EP is out now, but that's a track from it called Trenton.
Very good.
Yeah. It wasn't the best link, was it?
It was fine. I've done worse today, believe me. Would you like to hear a song by someone called Annabelle Chairlegs?
I would.
Because that is a great name. And it's the pseudonym of Austin-based singer-songwriter Lindsay Mackin. It's a track that's been produced by Ty Segall. And Annabelle, or Lindsay, has promised an album at some point in 2026. But it's called Ice Cream on the Beach.
And I'll follow it with Francis of Delirium, which I believe we both brought.
We have.
We'll tick two boxes with that one.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Little Black Dress, which is the latest single from Francis of Delirium, Luxembourg-based indie band. What more have you got for me?
Indeed, first music since their debut album, Lighthouse, in 2024. And that's it. That's all I've got for you. There's no word of a new album as yet, but I imagine there'll be one next year.
I imagine so. Final track on this week's show comes from The Automatic from the album Out Yesterday. Black Box is the title. We've got no more time to say anything about it.
We haven't really.
No.
They're good. And they're not The Automatic.
They're not The Automatic.
Which we'll I told that joke last time I played them.
Yeah, stop recycling your material. We'll be back next week in one way or another.